RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahman. First, the headlines. Haji Hoist pledged a half start for commemorating tsunami disaster. Indonesia military trainer aircraft to transport passenger at Nunukan Kerawang route. Now the news in detail. The test executing governor of Nambro Aceh Darussalam province, Sudarmo Axol, governmental and non-governmental offices to hoist the Indonesian flag at half staff on the 12th anniversary of tsunami in Aceh on Monday. The instruction was mentioned in a letter by Governor, followed by Acting Mayor of Saban, Asnal Sahri. It was disseminated through announcement at the mosque on Sunday. The Aceh government and its people commemorated the earthquake and tsunami tragedy happened on Sunday, December 26, 2004. The commemoration was held every December 26 by gathering in the mass funeral to funeral the Blang Bintan Aceh Besar and Ulelue Banda Aceh. The local government of Nunukan District, North Kalimantan, will cooperate with Indonesia National MTNI in providing transportation facilities in the Indonesian-Malaysian border areas. This was stated by recently head of the Nunukan Transportation and Communication Service, Petrus Canisius, in response to the absence of flight services in region PT Airborne, which usually caters flight from Nunukan Airport to Lon Bawan Airport of Krayan Sub-District Aceh to operate its fleet. To overcome this problem, the local government of Nunukan will cooperate with the TNI to use its aircraft to transport passengers in the border areas between Indonesia and Malaysia. Canisius also said the disturbance in the operation of PT Airborne Fleet has caused accumulation of passengers at Nunukan Airport who want to fly to Kerawang. He added that the solution to the problem is the local government will cooperate with TNI so that its aircraft could be used to transport passengers pending the decision by PT Airborne. Director for Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities at the Foreign Minister Lal Muhammad Iqbal stated on Sunday that there had been 220 citizens deported by Turkish government. They suspect the Indonesians would cross the borders to join the terrorist group Islamic State of Iraq and Syria ISIS. Recently, Turkey has deported other three Indonesian nationals on Saturday that intended to enter Syria. Iqbal also said the Minister of Foreign Affairs is working together with Police Special Detachment 88 or Densus 88 on the repatriation of the three. Lalu referred that on December 22nd, the Indonesian embassy in Ankara not formally informed the Minister of Foreign Affairs about the arrest made on three Indonesian citizens in Hatay, Turkey. He said the three Indonesian citizens have not entered Syria. They were alleged to cross to Syria to join the Foreign Tourist Fighters, FTF. Ahmad Yani International Airport in Semarang Central Java reopened at 7:48 a.m. on Monday after being temporarily closed following an accident involving a Wings airplane on Sunday. The airport spokesman Agus Subagio said on Monday, with the reopening, the normal flight schedule has resumed. However, Agus called on all relevant parties to remain alert and to provide a good service to passengers. He added there are potential delays at the airport as a result of a 15 slot because of the temporary closure earlier. Wings airplane, which overshot the runway after landing in Hebron, and strong wind has been moved to airport's front app to allow officers from the National Transportation Safety Commission, KNKT, to investigate the incident. A patrol boat from the Port Authority in Soron, West Papua, rescued a tourist group stranded at sea after their traditional long boat overturned in the bad weather. Tony Budiono, a director for Sea Transportation, the Transportation Minister, said in a statement on Monday that the 12 tourists had visited Raja Ampat and were heading to Soron, a coastal city in West Papua. Ordinarily, the tourists would have taken an engine-driven boat, but due to the busy Christmas spirit, the only option available was to use a traditional long boat. Tony said the rescued passengers were found when waves were about 1 to 2 meters high and wind speed reached 10 nautical miles per hour. The last item, Indonesian Center Study Agency BPS has been appointed Chief of Asia-Pacific Studies for the 2016-2018 term, with responsibilities to implement Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Chief of BPS Suharyanto recently said when the leaders of Asia-Pacific Studies met in Bangkok, Thailand some time ago, he was appointed as chairman of the association. He added that the Asia-Pacific Special Statistics Committee was created to discuss steps to implement SDGs. Thus, the committee shoulders serious responsibilities as lead statistics chairman through the Asia-Pacific region to achieve the SDGs. He said during the Bangkok meeting that he discussed concrete steps to implement SDGs in the Asia-Pacific region. And Indonesia was appointed to be the chairman of Asia-Pacific Studies for 2016-2018 period. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Tolerance and Religious Harmony. Issues on tolerance and interreligious harmony had become topics of discussion among Indonesian people in the past few months, especially ahead of regional elections in 2017 and a Christmas Day, December 25, 2016. As the defense on the issue of tolerance and interreligious harmony occurring in Indonesia led to have damaged harmony among religious communities that have been established so far. It was indeed quite sensitive, especially for Indonesia, which is known with its motto, Unity in Diversity. The word unity in diversity is taken from Sutta Soma book written by Emputan Tular during the Majapahit Kingdom around 14th century AD. The motto is used to describe unity of nation and Republic of Indonesia, which consists of diverse culture, local languages, races, ethnicities, religions, and beliefs. The unity of Indonesian people has been tested for many years, since the Kingdom era up to now, in the era of independence. Indonesia has often become an example of a harmonious country despite its diverse religious, ethnicities, languages, and customs. But lately, the issue of pride, religion, and race has damaged the tolerance and interreligious harmony in Indonesia. In 2013, a blasphemy case occurred in Bali. Ruskiani, a Christian, was sentenced 14 months in jail for insulting the Hindu. There are many more blasphemy cases, such as Lia Aminuddin or Lia Eden, who claimed to be the Messiah and received revelation from Gabriel. She was convicted to be guilty and sentenced 2 years jail in 2006. Lia also claimed to have seen the Virgin Mary. In 1968, a poet, H.B. Yasin, was widely criticized after publishing a short story entitled The More Cloudy Sky because he depicted Allah, Prophet Muhammad, and Gabriel. People attacked his literature magazine office in Jakarta because of the blasphemy. H.P. Yasin has apologized, but he remained to undergo a trial for blasphemy and sentenced to 1 year probation. More recently, blasphemy charge was imposed on candidate of non-active Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama alias Ahok because he harassed one of the persons of Al-Quran. Ahok has made some Muslims angry. Although Ahok had apologized, they continuously demand Ahok to be on the trial. The legal process against Ahok still runs today. Thus, the issue on religious defamation and harassment can indeed damage tolerance and interreligious harmony. It should not have occurred if the people with different religion live in harmony and respect each other without interfering one another. let other people with different religions perform their worship in accordance with their religious belief. People with different religions must coexist and live in harmony. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History of our rival service, Voice of Indonesia. We begin with an event which occurred on December 26, 1991. Soviet Union was officially disbanded. Soviet Union was a communist country federation formed in 1922-1991 in Eurasia. The Soviet Union emerged after bringing down the Empire of Russia Tsar through Bolshevik revolution led by Vladimir Lenin. However, with Mikhail Gorbachev becoming General Secretary who led the Soviet Union in March 1985 with the Glasnost Mission or Openness and Perestroika or Political and Economical Revolution, the political and economic view of Soviet Union changed. This change triggered a coup in August 1991 by extreme communists who failed. Still, the coup had long impact. Political chaos hit the Union. Once becoming Commonwealth of Independent States by Ukraine and Belarus, finally the suffering Soviet disbanded itself, which at the same time marked the disband of Soviet Union as a federation on December 26, 1991, 4 days before its 69th anniversary. Music. The next event happened in 2004 when a big earthquake struck Sumatran west coast along with big tsunami. An earthquake measuring 9.1 to 9.3 Richter scale hit seabed in the southwest of Sumatra, located around 20 until 25 kilometers from the coast. Only in minutes, tsunami swept the islands and cities in the west coast of Aceh and cities in northern Aceh, including its capital, Banda Aceh. Then in hours, tsunami from the earthquake reached the lands of Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Africa. The earthquake and tsunami killed more than 220,000 people, injured thousands, and made millions of people homeless. Well, listener, we are today in history with Indonesian Red Cross Volunteers Day. Indonesian Red Cross PMI Volunteers Day is commemorated every December 26. It started from the Aceh tsunami in 2004 when the volunteers of PMI were the fastest to arrive, the most to come, and the longest to walk in Aceh after the 9.3 Richter scale earthquake and tsunami. Besides, the day also began during the Henry Dunant Medal Award for Indonesian Red Cross by International Red Cross and Red Crescent during the international conference held on November 11, 2005 in Seoul, South Korea. The conference was attended not only by representatives of national federation but also each nation representatives. Indonesia was represented by Foreign Affairs Ministry. The conference result was reported to the then President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono during 1 year tsunami commemoration on December 25, 2005, which was then proposed as Indonesian Red Cross Volunteers Day. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program, Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia evaluates membership in a number of international organizations. Indonesia has participated in hundreds of membership in international organizations for many years. This proves the country's active participation in international arena. However, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung feels that the government feels it needs to evaluate its membership in 75 international organizations for a number of reasons, one of which is budget efficiency. As quoted by Antara News Agency after a series of limited cabinet meetings at the presidential office in Jakarta on Tuesday, he said it is deemed necessary to cap travel budgets of delegation. Pramono Anung explained President Joko Widodo has ordered the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Wiranto, and Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, as well as some related ministers, to conduct evaluation. Indonesia is currently a member of 233 international organizations, including 112 membership in strategic and permanent international organizations, which will continue. In addition, there are 46 international memberships of more technical in nature that will also be continued. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi explained that there are three principles raised in the determining membership in international organizations, namely the principle of expediency in terms of political, economic, social, and cultural aspects, the availability of funds from the state, and prevention of duplication aspect of organizational goals. Mr. Retno also pointed out that not all of Indonesian membership in international organizations are conducted by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, but there are a number of other ministries also involved. Mr. Retno Marsudi added that a number of ministries will discuss which international organizations will be left by Indonesia. Since the fund from the state contribution to the international organization is large, it is necessary to evaluate the benefits related to Indonesia. As quoted by PikiranRakyat.com, President Joko Widodo stated that Indonesia must hold fast the principle of an active and independent foreign policy. He remarked that Indonesian participation in international organizations should not just go with the flow. He emphasized that Indonesian participation should provide a positive contribution for Indonesia and the world. Moreover, there are consequences of Indonesian participation, such as the contributing funding. President Joko Widodo views that what Indonesia has provided to the international organizations would be useless if it does not provide significant benefits for the nation, for the country, and for the people. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The test executing governor of Nanduraju Darussalam Province, Sudarmo, asked governmental and non-governmental offices to hoist the Indonesian flag a half staff on the 12th anniversary of tsunami in Aceh on Monday. The local government of Nunukan District, North Kalimantan, will cooperate with Indonesian National Army TNI in providing transportation facilities in the Indonesian-Malaysian border areas. Director for Protection of Indonesian Citizen Legal Entities at the Foreign Ministry, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, stated on Sunday that there had been 220 Indonesian citizens deported by Turkish government. Ahmad Yani International Airport in Semarang Central Java reopened at 7:40 a.m. on Monday after being temporarily closed following an accident involving a Wings airplane on Sunday. A ferry boat from Port Authority in Sorong, West Papua, rescued a tourist group stranded at sea after their traditional on boat overturned in the bad weather. Indonesian Central Statistics Agency BPS has been appointed Chief of Asia Pacific Statistics for the 2016-2018 term with responsibilities to implement Sustainable Development Goals SDGs. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
My friends, Christians in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am the Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia, Federico Salas. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Muchas felicidades, Feliz Navidad y un muy próspero año nuevo. Terima kasih.
Der deutschen Redaktion von der Stimme Indonesiens. Gerne möchte ich euch sowie allen Hörerinnen und Hörern der deutschsprachigen Sendungen auf 9525 kHz gesegnete Weihnachten und ein gutes neues Jahr 2017 wünschen. Ganz besonders bedanke ich mich für die gute Unterstützung der Stimme Indonesiens im zu Ende gehenden Jahr 2016 für unseren RTI-Hörerclub in Ottenau. Es war für mich eine große Ehre und Freude, dass nach mir im Jahr 2014, dann mit Dieter Leupold im Jahr 2015 und nun mit Heinz Haring im Jahr 2016 weitere Mitglieder unseres RTI-Hörerclubs Ottenau bei eurem Quiz gewonnen haben und Indonesien besuchen durften. So haben wir gemeinsam die Hoffnung, dass dies auch 2017 einem weiteren Hörerclub-Mitglied ermöglicht werden könnte. Für die große Hilfe bei Empfangsproblemen durch die zuverlässige Bereitstellung der Sendungen der Stimme Indonesiens und weiterer Programme möchte ich mich ganz besonders bei unserem Ehrenmitglied Michael Bethke in Bad Homburg herzlich bedanken. Da es wie in den letzten Jahren schon gewohnt, auch 2016 wieder zu den winterlichen Empfangsausfällen auf der 9525 kHz kam, bleibt doch die Hoffnung, euch bald wieder auf der Kurzwelle in verständlicher Empfangsqualität hören zu können. Auf ein Wiederhören auf der Kurzwelle 9525 kHz freut sich euer Freund und Stammhörer Bernd Seiser aus Ottenau.
Dear heads and members of RRI Voice of Indonesia, I wish for all of you happy holidays, be healthy, and stay close to your loved ones, and try every time to look beyond the horizon of everyday life. I wish that the year 2016 will bring you new aspirations, new objectives, and as every beginning, fills your heart with hope for a little more happiness, prosperity, and other things that we think are good, positive. The beginning of the year is always special because whatever situation we find ourselves always make us go back to each other and to wish each other good and beautiful things. And every new beginning brings new opportunities for those who therefore dream more, to want harder, fight harder firstly, not less, to love more beautiful. Happy holidays and happy new year. With appreciation forever, Vicențiu Gheorghe from Romania.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is great to speak to you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Malang City is beautiful and is teeming with the wonders of nature, such as Bruggeers beaches, which are located in the south of Malang City. Besides beaches, there are many beautiful and exotic tourism attractions in Malang. Recently, the location of some waterfalls in Indonesia were spread across social media. One of those waterfalls was Coban Rais Waterfall in Malang, East Java. Listeners, the Coban Rais Waterfall is a tourist destination that provides campgrounds for visitors, Previously, this place was called Coban Sabrangan, which means that if you want to come to this waterfall, you must cross 14 rivers to get it. The Coban Rais waterfall has crystal clear water, which falls from creeks in rocks as high as 70 meters from the ground. The waterfall itself is on the slope of Mount Panderman, which has an altitude of approximately 1,150 meters above sea level. The Coban Rais waterfall is located at Dressel Hamlet in the Oro-Oro Ombo village, Batu City in East Java province. The waterfall is around 25 kilometers from Malang City. Listeners, to get to Coban Rais waterfall, tourists must trek there. Because of the difficulty in getting to Coban Rais, one should have excellent stamina and bring enough food and beverages for the trip when going down the hills and river. After arriving at the location, tourists are not only able to enjoy the scenery of the waterfall, but tourists can also view all of Malang and the surrounding area from the Gumuk Hills. The hills have a distance of around 1600 meters from the gateway of the waterfall. Listeners, the Coban Rais Waterfall Complex has been recently completed with some public facilities, such as toilet, parking space, and also food stalls, which provide refreshments of weary travelers. The entrance ticket for the waterfall is only 5,500 per person. If you drive your own car, you will be charged a parking fee of 2,000 rupiah for a motorcycle and 3,000 rupiah for car. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Coban Rais in the East Java province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Di mana letak kantor pos, or which in English means Where is the post office? Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say them slowly and you can repeat after me. Di mana? Di mana? In English, where? Kantor pos. Kantor pos. In English, post office. Maaf. Maaf. In English, sorry. Tunjukkan, tunjukkan, in English, to show. Jalan, jalan, in English, street. Terdekat, terdekat, in English, nearest. Di sana, in English there. Naik taksi. Naik taksi. In English, to ride by taxi. Dekat. Dekat. In English, near. Kantor. Kantor. In English, office. Jalan kaki. Jalan kaki. In English, on foot. Kendaraan umum. Kendaraan umum. In English, public transport. Menunggu. Menunggu. In English, to wait. Belakang. Belakang. In English, behind. Pintu gerbang. Pintu gerbang. In English, gate. Jalan lurus. Jalan lurus. In English, straight road. Lampu lalu lintas. Lampu lalu lintas. In English, traffic lights. Kedua. Kedua. In English, secondly. Belok kanan. Belok kanan. In English, turn right. 100 meter. 100 meter. In English, 100 meter. Sebelah kanan. Sebelah kanan. In English, the right side. Now I give you an example of conversation entitled Di mana letak kantor pos, or in English means where is the post office. The conversation is between A, Derry, and B, Tono. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. A. Maaf Tono, bisa tolong tunjukkan jalan ke kantor pos terdekat? Maaf Tono, bisa tolong tunjukkan jalan ke kantor pos terdekat? In English, excuse me, Tono, can you tell me where is the nearest post office? B. Kantor pos terdekat ada di Jalan Tanah Abang 3. Kantor pos terdekat ada di Jalan Tanah Abang 3. In English, the nearest post office is in the Jalan Tanah Abang 3. A. Bisakah saya ke sana naik taksi? Bisakah saya ke sana naik taksi? In English, can I go there by taxi? B. Tidak perlu naik taksi. Tidak perlu naik taksi. In English, you do not need taxi to go there. Karena dari sini terlalu dekat. Karena dari sini terlalu dekat. In English, it is very close from here. Kamu bisa jalan kaki atau naik kendaraan umum. Kamu bisa jalan kaki atau naik kendaraan umum. In English, you can go there on foot or by public transport. A. Di mana saya bisa naik kendaraan umum? Di mana saya bisa naik kendaraan umum? In English, where should I stop the public transport? B. Kamu bisa menunggu kendaraan umum dari belakang kantor. Kamu bisa menunggu kendaraan umum dari belakang kantor. In English, you can wait for the public transport from behind the office. A. Bagaimana jika berjalan kaki? Bagaimana jika berjalan kaki? In English, how about on foot? B. Kalau kamu berjalan kaki dari pintu gerbang belakang kantor, jalan lurus. Kalau kamu berjalan kaki dari pintu gerbang belakang kantor, jalan lurus. In English, if you go there on foot from the back gate of the office, follow the street straightly. Sampai lampu lalu lintas kedua, belok kanan. sampai lampu lalu lintas kedua, belok kanan. In English, at the second traffic light, you turn right. Kemudian jalan kaki kurang lebih 100 meter. Kemudian jalan kaki kurang lebih 100 meter. In English, then you go on foot about 100 meter. Kantor pos ada di sebelah kanan. Kantor pos ada di sebelah kanan. In English, the post office is located on the right side. A. Oh, baiklah. Kalau begitu, saya akan jalan kaki saja. Terima kasih. Oh, baiklah. Kalau begitu, saya akan jalan kaki saja. Terima kasih. In English. Alright, so I will go there on foot. Thank you. That was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. I'm Nyoko Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you some keroncong songs sung by Savitri. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Setangkai Bunga Anggrek by Savitri. Happy listening.
Aku ingat Listener, orchid is a beautiful flower with a variety of shapes and colors, but the song does not tell about the beauty of orchids. The orchid flowers recalls a memory of the beautiful old days. Listener Nur Agni Savitri, or better known as Savitri, dedicates Keroncong songs rap with a lounge Keroncong music. The songs are also accompanied by music instruments like ukulele, flute, and violin. Firstly, Savitri not interested on Keroncong. However, thanks to encouragement from parents, Savitri decided to learn Keroncong music and started to love it. In fact, she said, singing Keroncong is an irreplaceable pride in her life. Well, listener, let's listen to the Keroncong song entitled Sampul Surat by Savitri. Happy listening. Listener, this song is about a woman who receives a letter from beloved man. It is not a letter, but only an empty cover. Although the heart shattered, the cover be retained as the memories of a lifetime. Listener, her career in music began when she was in the junior high school. Her name became famous in Semarang, Central Java. She followed radio and television star or BRTV singing contest. Love and pride for Kroncong poured into a work, namely Kroncong in launch album. The album was released in 2009, which contained 10 old Western Indo songs. Savitri says the fans of Kroncong song not only among elderly but also many young people currently love the Kroncong songs. Well, listener, to conclude our programs for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sapu Tangan dari Bandung Selatan and Juwita Malam sung by Savitri. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
My friends, stulur-stulur in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am Chevron Kartikromo, Sharshedi Affairs, Suriname Embassy to Indonesia, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2016. May we enjoy many more years together as friends, and I hope that with the will and the blessings of the Almighty, all your wishes will come true in the next year. Thank you.
Hello, for all the listeners of RRI Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, I am Teddy Lesmana from the Economic Center of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences. Wish Happy New Year 2017. I hope all of you can get the new opportunity and have better life in the coming years 2017. Thank you.
A todos mis amigos cristianos en Indonesia y en otras partes del mundo, soy el embajador de México en Indonesia, Federico Salas, y quiero desearles una muy feliz Navidad y un próspero año 2017 con los mejores deseos. Muchas felicidades.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.